My friends, we're here at this local cemetery in the city of Houston, and we are just doing these three short videos that are talking about heaven and its relationship to purgatory, the angels, especially our guardian angel, and how they help us in purgatory as well as on earth. And in this video, we're going to talk about saints, their roles in terms of purgatory, and also saints here on earth and how we can understand what it takes to be a saint, what it means to be a saint, especially according to the wisdom of Maria Sima. Please join me in this video as we can continue and explore this topic. Join me in a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. All saints and angels, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, welcome to this channel, Uniquely Mary. Thank you for being here, especially if you are new to this channel. I ask that you subscribe, continue watching some of my videos, as well as check out some of my old videos. Share my videos, but especially pray for me, pray for all Catholic YouTubers, and most importantly, pray for the souls in purgatory that you may benefit from their intercession. So in today's video, we are talking about the saints, their roles in helping the souls in purgatory, and also saints on earth, how we can understand this idea. The first question that she's asked is, do any saints play important roles for the poor souls? Saint Joseph can help us greatly in avoiding purgatory entirely. By the way, we are in the year of Saint Joseph. And we should ask often our favorite saints to pray a lot for our loved ones in purgatory. The saints' prayers for them assist them a great deal. And officially, the patron saint of the poor souls is Saint Nicholas of Tolentino. Bet you didn't know about that. One day I'll have a video specifically focusing on him and how he even got to be the patron of the poor souls in purgatory. Do the poor souls ever mention the saints? No, so far they haven't mentioned them in any specific way to me, but they do mention the angels and most especially Saint Michael, who is so very important. How would you respond to Christians who question the importance of the saints? Ignoring them is a great loss. By reading about them, our faith is greatly strengthened. I promise you, many of their stories make contemporary writings in any media seem pathetic. God has put saints into man's history with good reason, and praying for their intercession on our behalf or that of others is also very necessary and fruitful. With them, we have then strong advocates in front of the throne of God. This is an amazing point that she just made, because often we are obsessed with the news, many of you following things like politics, and the election that happened just a few months ago, and all the things happening in the world and the country. And she's so right. First of all, those things get boring, and it's the same bad news day after day. And secondly, as they like to say, that truth is more interesting and better than fiction. When we read the lives of the saints, which is real news, because it's the good news of the gospel, we really are transformed and informed instead of just being stimulated by a lot of the fake news that we read. What are the greatest misconceptions people have today about saints? She says, misconceptions? I feel that the most common one is for people to think and say that those others have received graces that they have not, and so they cannot be as holy as those others either. To say thank you, God, to say thank God I wasn't chosen to become a saint is putting the cart in front of the horse and is a weak excuse. Had the ones who say such things acted as well as those others, then they would have received more and greater graces. God's justice lies deeply in the fact that every one of us is given the same opportunity to become holy. Often, and I've read this in the writings of Saint Faustina, we will say, you know, if I'd only been in this place, if I was only in a convent, if I was only over there, if I didn't have so many kids, if I wasn't divorced, if I wasn't this, if I wasn't that, if I was a doctor, if I wasn't a doctor, or if I was smarter or dumber or prettier or uglier, then I would be a saint. And she's basically saying that everyone has the same graces. And there's saints in all different walks of life. All of them have found a way to be a saint in whatever circumstances they were. Even if they were incredible sinners, they found a way out of that into sanctity and sainthood. So we should do the same in our lives. Even though it seems like we don't have as many graces, God has poured out on us so many, just like the saints. Do saints get angry? Yes, certainly they do. And most especially when they sense, hear, or see acts honoring God, see acts against honoring God, or against honoring love, no matter what the circumstances. Feeling anger and being angry is not a sin, but what one does when angry is what gets weighed carefully. But righteous anger is definitely permitted and in God's will. Wasn't Jesus himself angry when he chased the merchants from the temple? You know, one of the things that I've really seen and thought about in our lives is one of the reasons why there's so much evil in the world is because good people, we don't get angry. We think it's a sin to get angry, and we refuse to speak up and be angry against the evils. Or if we are angry, we keep it in our house. We keep it to ourselves. We don't do anything with it. So when she says it's what we do with it, it doesn't just mean that we can't act out on it at all. We can feel it, but we shouldn't do anything. But we should take it into action to make change that's fruitful for the world. Knowing, of course, that all saints are entirely different, what, in your opinion, are the most common personality traits among saints other than humility? She answers, loving all people, no matter who they are, seeing good in everyone, no matter who they are, forgiveness toward anybody, and readiness to do anything for God and any of his people, no matter how difficult it might seem to be. My friends, that's a tall order for anybody. Just thinking about that last answer, now you know why we need the intercession of the saints and the souls in purgatory. It's impossible to love anyone, to forgive anyone, to treat everyone the same, because they're simply people that we don't like and maybe even downright hate. We need the prayers of those that have gone before us, especially the souls in purgatory, those here, so that we can overcome our difficulties and our frailties and our defects and become the saints that God wants us to be. God bless you. Thank you for joining me in this video, and have a beautiful day.